morning, just a review of some of the halachot of Havdalah that we learned over the past few days. According to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah de'oraita, just like the mitzvah of Kiddush is de'oraita. And therefore, just like men are obligated in the Kiddush and in the Havdalah, ladies as well are obligated in Kiddush as well as Havdalah. That's Maran's opinion in Siman Resh Sadivav in Halacha Chet. And therefore, it comes out clear that men are able to make the Havdalah for the woman. Which means, if a man made Havdalah in Bet Knesset, and he fulfilled his obligation, either he was the Hazan making the Havdalah, or he didn't pay attention, and in Bet Knesset, he was Yotze with the Havdalah, and now when he comes home, he wants to make the Havdalah, for his wife. So since we say that ladies are obligated in the Havdalah just like the men, so he has no problem to make the full Havdalah for his wife. And that's the opinion as well of Rav Chida, that even though the man was Yotzei Havdalah, the Birkei Yosef brings down, he can be Motzi his wife in the Havdalah. However, since there are some opinions that question the Hayyum of a lady, Hachem Avadia and Hachem Ben Sion both agree that it would be better for the man, if he knows he's making Havdalah at home, not to have Kavanah in the Bet Knesset to be Yotzeh, in order that he can fulfill his own obligation at the time that he's fulfilling his wife's obligation. Again, that's only something better to solve all the Sefekot. But from the law, even if he was Yotzeh in Bet Knesset, he can be Motzi his wife. Now, in a case where he's being Motzi his wife, where he was not Yotzeh yet, so then we have some other issues that have to be discussed. In the case where he was Yotzeh the Bet Knesset, so he did his Havdalah already. So now when he goes home, of course he can make Boreh Pri HaGefen, because Boreh Pri HaGefen anyway, he can always make. The question is Besamim. Now since he was Yotzeh already Besamim, so it could be this Besamim could be a Hefsek in the Havdalah. Although Hachem Avadia says it's not Hefsek, but he says it's better if the lady can make the Besamim herself, let her make the Besamim herself. And there's a question if ladies are obligated in Boreh Meoreh HaEsh or not. The Hafiz Chaim in the Biur HaLacha has a question, and he says she's probably not obligated in Boreh Meoreh HaEsh, even though she might be obligated in the other Berakot of Havdalah. The Chaim Palachi in Ruach Chaim clearly argues and says ladies are obligated in Boreh Meoreh HaEsh, like they're obligated in all the Berakot of the Havdalah. That's the opinion of Chida as well, it's the opinion of Hachem Avdei Yosef. But again, since there's a question here, Chabavadiyah says it's better for the lady to make Boreh Meoreh HaEsh herself. She can make it herself, as opposed to the man who already made Esh already in Bet Knesset. That better in this case for the man to allow the lady. So therefore the Havdalah in the house can happen in one of two ways. If the husband already heard Havdalah in Bet Knesset, so that's the way we're saying. He goes home, he makes Kefen, he lets his wife make Besamim, and his wife make Esh, and then he can make Baruch HaMavdim and Kodesh Tehor, and he drinks. If he was not Yotzeh in the Bet Knesset, then of course he can make all the Berachot, and he has no problem. But there's one point to be made. In a case where she's making the two Berachot of Besamim and Boreh Meoreh HaEsh, he should not answer Amen to these Berachot. Because if he answers Amen, it'll be a problem with Hefsek before he drinks the wine. That's where Chavon Majah comes out in Yabia Omer in Harek Dal. He has two Teshuvot over there in Siman Chav Gimal and Siman Chav Dalet.